I'm here with the UKIP candidate for Sheffield Hallam, Joe Jenkins. Joe, how do you fancy your chance of beating Nick Clegg tonight?
Well, let's look at it, to be totally honest. We're not going to expect a sudden purple rain. Look, we'll put in hopefully a good show and get a deposit back, you know, raise a couple of percentage points and really start to show that there is a disenfranchised UKIP vote in Sheffield Hallam, and, you know, this is something we want to do. But I don't think all of a sudden I'm going to be the next MP for Sheffield Hallam, unfortunately.
You break the mould quite a lot by being a young person standing for UKIP. What do you think UKIP can offer young people, and why do you think that message isn't getting through?
You see, that's a very interesting thing that you said there, actually. You said, I don't break the mould. There's 33 under-30s of our youth wing that are actually standing for UKIP. Now, that's a very large percentage. The young man who's standing against Boris Johnson himself is actually the chairman of the youth wing. I'm the chairman of the student wing, you know, and standing against Clegg. So actually, we do really have a vibrant youth wing that's really engaging and very much wanting to get forward and push their views onto the political stage. And UKIP actually is allowing us to do it. I mean, I don't know many other parties that have the trust and the real want to push a young person's voice by allowing me, let's say, to stand in Sheffield Hallam, to really, really be able to say, look, students are disenfranchised, they're annoyed, and they want to make a difference. So that's what we can offer, because we really do listen to everybody. We're not just a party of old fogies. We're not just a party of the middle ages. We're the party of absolutely everybody.
There are a lot of overseas students, of course, who'd be concerned about UKIP's moves on immigration. What can you say to allay their fears?
Well, let's just cut this straight out the water. You know, international students are absolutely vital to our university economy, and it actually every single thing that we've ever laid out when it comes to our migration targets always cut out university and student migration into this country, because they're such an important part of it. Now, we will never be kicking out a university student. You know, they literally are the backbone of our university economy. Without them, we can't survive. So we want more, we're going to encourage them more, but we're going to get more money back by actually not allowing you know, EU students to come over here and pay the same as us. We'll start to get them to charge international fees, and then we can really start to keep our universities at such a level.
Oh, we've seen the exit polls come out, and they're currently suggesting UKIP with just the two seats that they already have. That must look disappointing so far to you.
Well, look, you know, we can't tell yet. And honestly, I'm just saying, I mean, even yeah. In the BBC, they said, you know, they don't know what's going to happen, because it's very hard to poll UKIP. But also, let's look at us. Nobody's ever done a political insurgency like we're doing. And I mean, actually, what we're going to be looking at is we're looking at about 70% of the vote at the moment from the seats that we've seen come in. And it's going to be a really interesting constitutional issue here, isn't it? Because we're looking, if we get 18, 17% of the vote and only return two seats, now that's not democracy. You know, you're looking at a very, very large percentage of the population not actually having any representation. Now, this is the question we have to be asking, not whether how many seats we're getting right now, because I think we will return more than just two tonight, but it's where we go forward with this, because there's a real, real issue and an overlying big black cloud, I think.
So you're advocating proportional representation?
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, look, I was part in 2000, when I was 16, sorry, you know, I was a Liberal Democrat, you know, they got an extra 2 million votes, yet lost seats. Now, again, that's not democracy. That's not representation. Let's really readdress the whole situation and our whole democratic process in this country. And let's really give people a say, rather than the sort of wishy-washy first-past-the-post that only fits the establishment.
Thanks for talking to us tonight,
yeah,
Joe.
No
Cheers.
Worries. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Cheers. Congratulations.